この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. Hi everyone and welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. This is Japan Top 10 June 2024 Artist of the Month episode. And today we are going to feature Masayoshi Takanaka. By the way, I'm your host Haru.
And I'm Haley.
Yay! Welcome, welcome.
Let's jump right in. Masayoshi Takanaka was born on March 27, 1953 in Tokyo to a Chinese father and a Japanese mother.
He was actually born Masayoshi Ryu, taking his father's last name. But when he became a naturalized citizen in the fourth grade, he took his mother's last name, Takanaka.
In 1971, he joined a rock band that came to call themselves Fried Egg as a bassist, kickstarting his career as a professional musician.
And he joined the Sadistic Mika band as a guitarist in 1972 and played with them until they disbanded in 1975. The remaining band members reformed and called themselves the Sadistics.
The next year, he released his first solo album, Seychelles. And from then on, he began to focus more on his solo career.
In 1981, he released The Rainbow Goblins, which his website calls a masterpiece in the history of Japanese instrumental music.
This album started what became known as the Takanaka Boom, where his popularity increased, and he began working with foreign musicals such as Lee Ritenour, Santana, Narada Michael Walden, Sheila E., and many others on albums and live performances.
He opened his own record label, Lagoon Records, in 2000. From then on, he focused less on producing new songs and more on performing at live shows and releasing live recordings and greatest hits albums.
Even now, he's a top guitarist in the fusion world, but his career has spanned many genres. Today, we will be looking at his songs that span many genres, from his popular releases to a song or two that might surprise you. Up first, we have the song White Lagoon. A film record of White Lagoon was originally included with the first press of the album alone, but was not included when the album was released as a CD. The song's first official CD release came as a bonus track for the album Best of Me Takanaka Anthology 1976-1984, which was released in 1995.
The album has a variety of songs. There are mellow songs like the titular Alone, upbeat songs like Speed of Love, songs that use a vocoder, songs with octave effect, and songs with country-style arrangements. First of all, I was very surprised that it's kind of like Christmas song, I guess? Like, for me, since we've listened to his like Summer or Rotten kind of tunes so far, like, yeah, now I feel kind of like a winter vibe from this song.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought this was gonna be somewhat similar to Blue Lagoon, but they give different feels. Like, I didn't get White Beach with this one. I found this one to be like more of an actual lagoon, you know, kind of smaller. I don't think there's sharks in a lagoon, but definitely a different feel to this one, but still a very good song to listen to.
And now we have a short announcement. We are currently looking for a new on-air host to volunteer and join our podcast. If you are interested, please have a look up on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this really will be a great opportunity for you. And next up, we have Seven Goblins by Masayoshi Takanaka.
Seven goblins lived by eating the colors from rainbows. For that reason, they were known as the Rainbow Goblins. They were always looking for rainbows to suck the colors from them and so to fill their bellies. One day, the Rainbow Goblins heard about the Valley of the Rainbow. It gave them an infinite appetite just thinking about the great banquet they could enjoy. Immediately, they gathered their tools and set off in search of the legendary valley. It didn't matter to them to roam about the steep hills or to climb up the high mountains. Whenever difficulties arose concerning their journey, they just thought of the delicious colors.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now it's Seven Goblins by Masayoshi Takanaka. And he wanted to create a concept album based on the story for a long time, but he knew he couldn't write a story himself and spent many years looking for a subject. The perfect one would appear during a sudden trip to Guam, where he came across a book called The Rainbow Goblins by Old De Rico.
He wrote the songs for his album of the same name by writing music to the scenes in the book and ended up with 14 songs, including Seven Goblins, the song we just heard.
The album was released in March 1981. It peaked at number 3 on the Oricon charts and earned Takanaka the Platinum Award at the Japan Record Awards. To coincide with the album's release, he performed a 2-day concert at Nippon Budokan, and recordings on the concert were released and sold after its conclusion.
In 1996, Old De Rico released The White Goblin, a sequel to The Rainbow Goblins, and Takanaka released another concept album based on it called The Rainbow Goblins 2, The White Goblin, in 1997. I found this just to be such a fun song, and I was caught off guard by the goblins kind of repeating in the beginning, because it was one of those words where the longer I heard it, the more it sounded like other words.
Yeah.
And so it was fun kind of seeing where my brain went with that. And then after that, so long, it jumped right into the music. So I thought it was a very fun and creative song to do. And it more or less has a creative background to it with him taking a book and making an entire album from it. That's pretty talented.
Exactly. Like for me, like this, maybe not this song or like his style, because like he got inspiration from the book, and like it reminds me of YOASOBI. Like they're popular now, and they usually create songs from novels, but based on novels, then they create music. Like I guess, you know, Masayoshi Takanaka will be the I'm not sure if he's the first, but he's kind of like pioneer that creating music from a book.
Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp. At number 2, we have Mambo Number 5. We'll be right back. many people are familiar with the song Mambo No. 5, but the version they are familiar with is a German singer, Lil Bega's 1999 version from his debut album.
The song was initially composed by Cuban musician Damaso Perez Prado and released in 1950 as an instrumental mambo and dance song.
In 1977, Takanaka released his version of the song, which is said to be a representation of Japanese mambo. His version was disco style and included lyrics by Chris Mosdell. Please tell me somebody else got up and danced to that song. It was so fun.
I mean, I guess this song is pretty popular. I'm familiar.
Now, I've taken ballroom before, but I have not learned mambo, so I was over here just kind of doing my own thing. But if you love any sort of dance music, then this has got to get you moving.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun, upbeat, and you can just dance like nobody's watching.
Like, for me, I think I know the original one. Yeah, and like, compared to the original, like, this is much faster. And also, like, it's more stylish and modern compared to the original one. So, yeah. And finally, do you want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club, starting at just $1 a month, and support our podcast along with getting more music and insight to Japanese music culture. And the last song of this episode is Gascon Cocktail by Masayoshi Takanaka.
We'll be right back.
and that was Gascon Cocktail. And it is from Takanaka's second studio album, appropriately titled Takanaka.
On the album cover, Takanaka is holding an old Fender Stratocaster given to him by Shigeru Hara, the guitarist of the Japanese folk group Rokumonsen. The neck and body were made of two different times, and when they needed to be replaced, a new one with the same specifications was made at the Fender Custom Shop.
In 2007, the custom shop made a Stratocaster based on those neck measurements, and the Masayoshi Takanaka Stratocaster was produced and released on the market. Then in 2014, the Takanaka Stratocaster 2, My Favorite Ocean Color, was created. Only 50 of them were created and sold.
I'm not sure if Takanaka was going for pub bar music or if this was a song meant to just be relaxing with while drinking a Gascon cocktail, because apparently that is the name of an actual drink.
Okay. Like, I also feel like summer vibe from this song, and like, you know, like the he made his kind of like guitar, I guess, and it's like the my favorite ocean color or something. Like, so yeah, I feel that he loves kind of like summer or like ocean kind of, you know, related song, I guess.
Either way, it's a song you can get down with, and it's quite groovy. So I noticed a lot of his songs tend to be very upbeat and very dance-like, and he's got a good mix of Hispanic, Portuguese, there's like a European flair to his songs, which gives his music quite a unique turn and spin off of.
Like, I appreciate you that you know Spanish, and there are many Spanish words or person names, so yeah, thank you so much for your help. Like, for me, like, this time, actually, I didn't know Masayoshi Takanaka, but, yeah, like, from this episode, and I learned him, and I learned his musical taste, and I really like it. So, yeah, it was a great opportunity to find him and his music. And so, yeah, I really enjoyed talking to you, Haley. Thank you so much.
For our next episode, Luisa and Vicky will have the biggest and freshest hits from Japan with June's Top 10 episode a little over a week from now.
And this has been your host Haru and
Haley.
And we'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to this month's Artist of the Month. And we hope to see you again next month.
Bye.
Bye. Japan Top 10.